Welcome to Insight, a normal audio stash segment regarding cannabis smokers and mental health. Wednesdays, we speak with Mitch Earlywine, author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. Here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Earlier today, we spoke with Paul Armentano, and I'd like to ask you, Mitch, what data have you seen regarding marijuana and addiction? And is there evidence that marijuana is as addictive as, say, tobacco or alcohol out there?
Oh, certainly not. I just finished a big survey of literally hundreds of mental health professionals, and they tend to get the impression that marijuana is about as addictive as caffeine. When you look at big government surveys about users who develop problems, it's usually in that 9% range, 10% maybe. And then when you take a close look at the symptoms, it's not the kind of addiction or dependence we think of when we think of heroin or cocaine or something like that. The idea that marijuana causes withdrawal, which is one of the hallmark symptoms of dependence, was really hard to prove. And when you do finally pin scientists down about it, it's usually something like mild irritability and a craving for marijuana. It's not that you're lying around kicking and throwing up the way we think of stereotypes of alcohol or heroin withdrawal.
Now let's talk about something many patients have to deal with. There's a big difference between inhaled marijuana and the oral derivative Marinol that's available out there on the pharmaceutical market. Now tell us about the difference in physical effect between Marinol and inhaled marijuana.
The key about Marinol is it's only THC. It doesn't have any of the other cannabinoids, any of the other active chemicals that are inherent in the marijuana plant. So the impact of that chemical alone is markedly different. Also, Marinol is a pill, so you have to swallow it. It takes a long time to digest, and it's much harder to control the dosage. So people who use marijuana medicinally, when they're told to use Marinol, often end up with a dosage that's either, you know, just too intoxicating and strange for them, or doesn't really do the job for what they're looking for, and takes an hour and a half to 3 hours to have any impact, when inhaled marijuana can have an impact within literally seconds.
So when you actually take a Marinol pill, what happens inside your body?
Essentially, your stomach has to break all that down, then your liver, and then it has to get into your bloodstream, so it takes quite a while for that to happen. And then in most marijuana plants, there are other chemicals that would moderate any of the effects of THC. So another cannabinoid might keep some of the more extreme or odd effects of THC to a minimum, whereas when you've just got THC on its own, there are no buffers. There's no natural things that could interfere with some of the intoxicating qualities of that.
Mitch, do you think that there's a big difference in the mental health of those who take Marinol as opposed to smoked marijuana?
Well, the dosage alone is a big issue. It's really hard to get Marinol in smaller doses. So it's not a tablet that you can break apart. It's actually suspended in a gel kind of thing. So it's hard to get the dosage where you want it to be. The expense is outrageous. I mean, marijuana can be, you know, extremely inexpensive if it were grown, you know, without all these legal problems. And unfortunately, Marinol pills can run $13 per individual pill. So it could really be a big difference on that. As far as mental health is concerned, the intoxicating effect of a large Marinol pill would, you know, sneak up on you and be really debilitating, in contrast to what might be a very mild or even, you know, absence of any psychoactive effect with a small dose of inhaled marijuana that might alleviate symptoms like nausea or vomiting.
So it seems like this is why so many patients are loath to take the Marinol pills.
I can't blame them. I mean, it's really a much more dramatic effect. They don't know this chemical at all. It's really, without that experience, you don't know what to anticipate. You can't plan your day. It's a real drag, whereas, you know, a small hit off the vaporizer could be a really minor impact on your way of thinking, but a really dramatic and wonderful and rapid impact on your nausea or other symptoms.
Well, thanks again for joining us again today, Mitch. Mitch Earlywine, author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. Mitch is also on Normal's advisory board. This has been Insight, our weekly look into cannabis smokers' mental health.